You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Vaping is on the rise, with many people turning to them to help quit smoking cigarettes. While many still contain nicotine, they do not contain many of the harmful chemicals found in cigarettes that can often lead to death. A New Zealand study has found that those who use nicotine e-cigarettes in conjunction with other nicotine supplements, such as patches, have a higher chance of quitting than those who don't. I spoke with the study's lead researcher, Dr. Natalie Walker, about the results, first asking her to explain the main findings.
Basically, we had over 1,000 people who are over 18 years and from throughout the whole country. They participated in the trial. We had a really high rate of participation by Māori, so 40%. And of the Māori that participated, 8 in every 10 were women. So that's awesome, because there's a high rate of smoking in Māori, so that means if we can engage them in our research and they're wanting them to quit and are motivated, then you know, potentially we may have a good tool to help them in their quit journey. So the main outcome was looking at being smoke-free for 6 months. So we had two different comparisons, and the first comparison was comparing people who used nicotine patches combined with a nicotine e-cigarette, and comparing those to people that use the patch without a nicotine e-cigarette, so it's nicotine-free. And we found that the combination treatment was better. So when you put the two types of nicotine together, more likely to be smoke-free than just using a patch with a nicotine-free e-cigarette. So a little bit complicated. So that one was a clear difference there. So 3 to 7 more smokers per 100 would be smoke-free for 6 months, compared to just using a patch with a nicotine-free e-cigarette. The second comparison, the sample size was a little bit too small, and so the study's not sensitive enough to see a clear finding. And that was comparing patch plus nicotine-free e-cigarette to a patch only.
Do you know why there was greater success with those who used a nicotine e-cigarette and nicotine patches?
Why? Well, so most smokers who have tried to quit will use combination NRT treatment. So NRT is nicotine replacement therapy. So we know that combining products is always going to improve quit rates. So if you think about it, a nicotine e-cigarette could be considered a form of NRT. It's just not a pharmaceutically approved form. So it makes sense that if you put the two together, people are going to get a little bit more nicotine. The e-cigarette offers a replacement for that hand-to-mouth action, which is a behavioural action that a lot of people are quite dependent on that action. Mm. If you've ever smoked and you've quit, you might kind of put your pen in your mouth quite a bit. You're used to that hand-to-mouth action, and that's a lot of what the e-cigarette can help address.
So as it stands, vaping, as you said, that's not really a pharmaceutical alternative. Do you think we are ever likely to see kind of doctors recommending vaping with nicotine patches as a way to help people quit smoking?
I think it will depend on which country you live in as to whether that is ever approved. I think there's doctors already in New Zealand that would recommend it. So you're talking about whether it would ever get into evidence-based guidelines. Potentially,
yeah,
it could. Again, it would depend on the country. Maybe in America it wouldn't, but I think there's a good chance it could be in New Zealand, yes.
Because how big is the smoking, I guess, the problem of smoking in New Zealand?
So at the moment, depends on the survey, but at the moment there's about 13% of the population, so that's 1/3, smoke daily. But there's certain sub-populations which smoke much higher than that. So Māori is just 40%. But if you have an addiction to, you know, another type of addiction, maybe alcohol or other drugs, up to 80% of that population may be smoking. If you are aged between 18 and 34, your rates of smoking are slightly higher as well. Some Pacific Island groups smoke at higher as well. So there's subgroups that we need to be helping to bring down their smoking rates as well.
And what makes vaping less harmful than smoking a cigarette?
It's because it doesn't have any products of combustion. So tobacco, it's combusted, so it's burnt, and that produces a large amount of harmful chemicals, which you inhale. Whereas an e-cigarette has nothing to combust. It heats up the liquid, it vaporizes, and it's delivering nicotine. So it just has less chemicals in it to create harm. And the chemicals in it are less harmful. So it's not without harm. That's not what we're saying. We're just saying if you had the choice to continue smoking or use an e-cigarette, I would always recommend the e-cigarette because it's less harmful.
And do we know sort of the long-term effects of vaping yet?
Well, they've been around for more than 10 years, and we haven't seen any alarming, you know, long-term effects. You know, we're not seeing a large cohort of people coming into hospitals with lung problems from chronic use. But saying that, you know, you've seen in the news there's been some acute events in the States, and we know that, well, based on current evidence, that looks to be to do with vaping cannabis. And a particular type of oil that they're using. So normally e-cigarettes are not used with any oil, and normally e-cigarettes are not used with cannabis. So it's a particular event that is predominantly in the States, and we're not seeing that in New Zealand, and it's to do with black market product. So, and it's all to do with acute cases, so it's not related to long-term use.
Following on from what's been happening in the States, the government has said they plan at some point to bring in more regulations for vaping in Aotearoa, including cutting down the number of flavours that are available. Do you think this might affect the number of people who take up vaping as an alternative to smoking?
I don't think it's going to have much of an effect. I think it's a focus in the wrong place. I think we should be focusing more on, you know, we want to be encouraging smokers to stop smoking, and if e-cigarettes are a tool for that, that's great. Not everyone wants to use them, but if they do, it's great. But we also want to stop youth starting using e-cigarettes, or youth that are non-smokers in particular. So some youth smoke, so we would want those kids to stop. And if they use an e-cigarette to stop smoking, great. But it's the non-smokers we don't want to start using. So in that sense, for youth, I would be more focusing on making sure they can't get access to the product. So systems to police access, so not being able to go into a vape store and get it, not to be able to purchase online, things like that. But people are innovative. They'll always try and find ways to get things that they're not meant to. I think the focus on flavours is personally a slightly misdirected, but you know, people, if that's what the government's going to do, that's what the government's going to do.
And could you go a wee bit more into the effects on specific kind of subgroups within the study?
So the type of trial we did is very open, which means it doesn't matter who you are. As long as if you smoke cigarettes and you want to quit and you're over 18, you can come into the study. So other studies around the world might be quite controlled, and they may only have you know, what they call healthy smokers can come in, which means, you know, if you're drinking too much alcohol, you can't come in. And if you happen to also smoke cannabis, you can't come in. And so that means that the study findings wouldn't be generalizable to that population. So our study is very open so that the results are generalisable to as many people who smoke as possible. So we know that people came in and they had asthma. Some people had COPD, which is sometimes called emphysema. Some people had mental health problems. Some people had were drinking too much, but they still came into the study. And we found that it doesn't matter who these people were, they could still... first of all, being in the study didn't make their condition worse, which is a good thing, and they were just as able to quit as people that didn't have those conditions. So that's a good story. It's important to know. Yeah, I think it's important to know that there's a lot of moral panic about e-cigarettes, and we have to come back to the focus on tobacco. We want to stop people smoking tobacco. And it shouldn't be demonising nicotine, we should be demonising.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.